West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan on Wednesday launching his campaign for the 3rd District U.S. House seat, and that he is stepping down from the Georgia State Senate. Dugan's announcement comes less than 1 month after current District 3 Congressman Drew Ferguson announced that he would not seek re-election in 2024. Dugan, a Republican from Carrollton, was elected to the state Senate for Georgia's 30th District in early 2013, representing portions of Carroll, Douglas, Harrelson, and Paulding counties. He served as Governor Nathan Deal's floor leader before his Senate peers elected him majority leader in 2018. Dugan served as chairman of the Economic Development Committee, the Military, Veterans, and Homeland Security Committee, as well as vice chair of Economic Development and Tourism, ex officio of Public Safety, and member of the Rules and Appropriations Committees. Meanwhile, there are already conversations regarding who might run for the District 30 Senate seat in 2024. Two former State House reps from our area expressing interest. Both Tim Bearden and Kevin Cook say announcements from their campaigns are imminent. The Cleburne County Sheriff's Office investigating an early morning shooting death in the Fruithurst area Wednesday. The body of 36-year-old Rick Morgan of Fruithurst was found laying in a driveway in the area of 4th Street West following an altercation that occurred a couple blocks away. According to investigators, Morgan had entered a residence on Vine Drive where he took a cell phone that belonged to a female occupant whom he had a prior relationship. Morgan then left the home and was followed by 21-year-old Tucker Lee George, who had been inside. The two men exchanged words. George produced a handgun and shot Morgan. He then took the phone, then retreated back into the residence. Morgan walked to another residence where the homeowner called 911. George is in the Cleburne County Jail, charged with murder. And in its 39th year of honoring the nation's best high school athletes, Gatorade on Wednesday announcing Julian Juju Lewis of Carrollton High School is the 2023-24 Gatorade Georgia Football Player of the Year. Lewis is the first Gatorade Georgia Football Player of the Year to be chosen from Carrollton High School. The 6'1", 175-pound sophomore quarterback passed for more than 3,000 yards, 48 touchdowns this past season, leading the Trojans to the Class 7A state quarterfinals. Lewis has also volunteered locally as a youth football coach and has maintained an A average in the classroom. He's made a verbal commitment to play football on scholarship at the University of Southern California beginning in the fall of 2026. Every player of the year receives a grant to donate to a social impact partner. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. I'm Colin Worthington.